Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everyone, and this is Charvette Mitchell. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So glad to have all of our listeners all across the world wide web right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we continue to bring you phenomenal and outstanding interviews. I'm telling you, I have a wonderful show lined up for you today. Yes, I have the second segment of Influential Women in Ministry. As you recall, the first segment, we had an opportunity to talk to Co-Pastor Susie Owens and Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. I'm telling you, if you missed that first segment, you have got to go back into the archives and check it out. It's just outstanding. So we're going to continue to build on this particular series and this particular segment by bringing more dynamic and prolific young women of God to this particular show. Again, check us out on the World Wide Web at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's mitchell-productions.com. Join our e-blast list, and you can stay up to date on all of the great shows and great guests that we have lined up for you. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. So excited about all the great things that are going on, the Democratic election, it's got everything that's going on. I'm telling you, if you're not excited about change, you ought to be. If you are not excited about change, you certainly ought to be. Right now, I'm going to bring to the mic Monique Walker with Crazy Praise, and we will be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Come on.
right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Monique Walker with Crazy Praise. Just gave you a little bit to whet your appetite there, but I'm excited to get right into our segment of influential women in ministry, and I'm excited to have my special guest that I'm going to bring on the air right now. I'm telling you, I have Dr. Medina Pullings. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in. I apologize for the little bit of technical difficulty, but we got everything going.
Great.
You ladies,
guys are jamming.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about my special guest here. Again, this is the second segment of Influential Women in Ministry. As you remember, the first segment we were able to feature co-pastor Susie Owens and Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. So definitely go back in the archives and check out that segment. But today I am talking to Dr. Medina Pullings, who is the co-founder and co-pastor of the United Nations Church International, along with her husband, Dr. Orrin K. Pullings Sr. She's a native New Yorker who is definitely a sought-after international conference speaker, preacher, teacher. You've seen her frequently on TBN. She's graced the stage and pulpit with many other phenomenal preachers and teachers and speakers. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we are so glad to be bringing to the mic Dr. Medina Pullings. All right, so let's jump right on in. Tell my listening audience how you started in ministry.
Well, I started in ministry just wanting to share the love of Jesus Christ. You know how you just start and don't really know that you're in ministry?
Uh-huh.
All you know is you have been forgiven of your sin. The Lord has washed you and cleansed you, and then you are just like the woman at the well. You want to tell everybody.
Yes.
And that's basically how I began in ministry. Preaching on subways, door to door, mainly on the subways.
Wow.
That was just like an everyday thing. Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday in church, but Monday through Saturday, pretty much between those stops, somebody was able to get saved.
Outstanding. And how old were you at the time?
At that time, about 17.
A young woman. Where did you get that courage from?
The boldness, the Holy Spirit.
Outstanding.
Because I'm actually shy by nature, but, I mean, the power of God gets down on the inside of you, and it's just like this. It's like when something great happens to you, it's hard not to tell it.
Right.
And so when Jesus came into my heart, I wanted everybody to know about this Savior that could save you from your sins, give you peace that would just surpass all understanding. And you just want to brag about him. You want to tell everybody about him. And so it was ministering on trains, outreach, that, you know, just my forte, just going out and feeding the homeless and loving to go and put coats on people that didn't have coats and jackets and hats and scarves, especially up in New York in the wintertime.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when you get saved and you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you take on what he loves.
Mm.
His passion, you know, it becomes a priority to you. And so you think about the things that he would love. He loves feeding the hungry and clothing the clothless and just meeting people where they are to be an answer to problems that they have. And, I mean, I didn't take a five-day course or anything like that.
Right.
I just kind of just jumped right into it. And I believe in teaching and all the rest of that because you can do it better. But where you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be involved in ministry. And so we just went from there and from preaching on corners to preaching in pulpits and so on and so on and so on.
Wow. And as they say, the rest is the future, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I love telling people about my amazing Jesus.
Yes.
You know, it's just so personal. But yet he loves us all the same, and it's like, oh, my God, my heart just leaps for him. It just goes pitter-pat for him. He is, like, my main squeeze.
Yes.
And so it's just ministry, that's where it began, about 17 years old, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on corners and different things like that. And, of course, I had a great pastor
mm-hmm.
who was able to see the gift of God in my life and help to cultivate it and say things to me that, you know, I never would have even thought of on my own.
Right.
I didn't even think that I was qualified to preach anything. You know, I didn't see preaches like that in my family and things like that, I felt like that was for the special people.
Okay.
And clearly I was not the special people. I just needed to be glad that he saved me. And
wow.
So God just had his way, and I'm thankful.
That is outstanding. I'm so glad you shared that, because a lot of times people will see people on TV and think that it was boom, poof, it happened overnight, where certainly you've got longevity in ministry.
No way. It's prayer. It's walking the floor. It's seeking the face of the Lord. And I find out like this, the more you seek God, because you have to be very careful, especially with ministry.
Yes.
Because if you're not careful, you will be in the pursuit of ministry more than the pursuit of God.
Mm.
If you stay in the pursuit of God, ministry is automatic. I like to just make up a word. I call it kingdomatic. It's just a kingdomatic certainty.
I like that.
You seek after God. Everything that you are destined to do, that God preordained for you to do, it must come forth. But if we get in that mode of seeking, oh, I want to be this, the best preacher in the world, and,
right.
and I want to be used like this. You have to be so careful, because you can get so caught up in the works that you actually forget the Lord of the works. And to be honest with you, the whole ministry thing of, oh, you know, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that,
right.
was never even my focus. It just kept coming forth in my pursuit of God and wanting to tell everybody about him.
Outstanding. And then that was the plan that God, he knew what plan he had for you. And certainly he's put you on center stage to share the love that you genuinely have for him and for ministry.
It's just amazing. I can remember one time, Chevette, just being on in New York on the train platforms, and you can just kind of look off the platform. And I remember I had started preaching, and my father-in-law had me ministering for him. He wasn't my father-in-law then, but he was my pastor, and I'm preaching, and people are being blessed, and, you know, all of this is kind of, like, shocking me.
Right.
So, you know, I just would have these conversations with the Lord, and I can remember looking off that platform, and I guess you could see maybe to about the next barrel, and I said to the Lord, I said, will you allow me to preach that far? Because I'm, like, shocked anyway, like, what am I doing preaching?
Why?
I'm not the special people, you know, I just couldn't see that. And I could remember thinking to myself, honestly, I can't even sit here and say, oh, yeah, I had faith that God was going to allow me to share the gospel all around the world. I could remember in my heart not truly believing that that was even possible. But I remember saying to the Lord as I walked away that day, saying, but Papa, you know, I call him Papa, you didn't answer me. And some things, when we are looking for God to give us the answer, to say something to us, some things he'd rather just demonstrate.
Wow.
And I can remember, I mean, I had just forgot all about that question.
Yes.
One day I was landing in a city, and the Lord brought that question back before me. And he said, I'll take you here, I'll have you to preach there, and every city you land in, I will continually answer the question that you asked me that many years ago.
My God.
He's just amazing.
Over and over again in our lives, right?
Yes, yes. And God will use ordinary people in an extraordinary way. All you got to do is just love him. He's already called you.
Right.
Love him.
Outstanding, outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Dr. Medina Pullings. This is the second of our series called Influential Women in Ministry. Definitely check her out online at www.medinapullings.com. All right, so Dr. Medina, tell us, what, in your opinion, what are challenges that women in ministry face? What kind of challenges do women face?
Well, the first thing is, the first challenge is being a woman.
Right.
You know, I mean, you still have some people that don't think women are not supposed to mount any pulpit. They should not even be preaching. And, of course, we know that is not scripture. So
right.
you have those. You have people that would just think that you should just stay in your place. Then you also have, I mean, if you have family and children, whether you're a single woman with children or a married woman with children, we're very concerned about our children. So
right.
being in ministry, the whole balance thing, you know, balancing ministry and family and those type of things, that's a challenge.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's something that happens overnight. I'm still learning.
And what advice on what you have learned, what advice do you have for women that are trying to have that balancing act of balancing ministry and their family life?
That it's all ministry.
Hmm. Great.
The children are ministry. The spouse is ministry. So you're never really leaving ministry.
Wow.
Those children, the Bible says that children are like arrows in our hands. We can point them in a direction and aim them where they should go. It's all ministry. And really that whole time management thing, managing your time,
yes.
Being able to say no. As women, we think that we're supposed to be doormats sometimes and we have to do everything that everybody requests of us to do, and God has not required for us to do that. And so, and the more you come into the call and the destiny that God has called you to, and those children are definitely a main priority, you have to know, you know what, maybe I can't do this, or maybe you can't be, maybe you're not going to make a full Southern dinner or Italian dinner every night. Maybe you're going to have to get some Chinese food some night.
Right.
And not have the guilt thing about it.
Right, because we sometimes put the undue pressure on ourselves.
Yes, yes. I'm such a witness. Sometimes I put so much on myself that neither my husband nor my children were requiring. All they want is your love, your care, your concern. And you worried about cleaning the crack in the corner, and you get somebody else to do that.
Right.
Down on your knees scrubbing. And so you have to really know how to take the time that God has allotted for you and really use it towards what is most important.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good sound advice from Dr. Medina Pullings. All right, so tell us about Jesus Girl. Tell me about that.
About Jesus Girl. That kind of just happened. It just kind of flew out my mouth while I was preaching because I kept getting all these people say, well, are you a prophetess? Are you this? What do you want me to call you? This, that, and the other. And I respect all of those offices, and God does use me in different ways, and I do have different gifts and things like that. But I just answered somebody, and I said, oh, I'm a Jesus girl.
Oh, right.
In other words, I'm a woman, I'm a female, I'm a girl, and I'm connected to Jesus. I'm one of his. And so Jesus Girl has an attitude with it, it's with her, that she's not ashamed of being connected to Jesus. And so we don't just say God's girl or this, that, and the other. We don't want you to be confused.
Right.
As to who it is that we're serving. We are very, 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 very godly proud to be connected to Jesus. And this girl is on top of her game.
All right.
This girl is sharp. She is the girl to be. She is the one that you want to be like. She's number one. Jesus is the center of her heart, her soul, her mind. And when you see her, like when we see our young people that are now walking in this whole Jesus girl thing, oh, I'm a Jesus girl.
Yes.
They have this confidence of, I don't have to be like the world.
Right.
I'm an heiress. Jesus girl, she's an heiress. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And an heiress is a female heir. We are heiresses to an eternal kingdom. There is no kingdom that is greater than the kingdom that we come from.
That's right.
And so instead of the women and our young girls looking at other women that are not from our kingdom saying, oh, I wish I were them.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have the attitude of, I'm connected to the King of Kings.
Oh,
I have a heritage. There's a lineage. God has given me an allotted portion. I'm already, every benefit that is in the Word of God, that is in those 66 books, it is divinely connected to me.
Yes.
I have royal, the Jesus girl has royal blood down on the inside.
Mm.
And so we have all these different new things that's getting ready to come out. We have the ones with the new shirts coming out with the guitars on it, the baby clothes, and all the rest of that kind of stuff. And it's chic, and it's cute, and it's crazy, and it's hot.
Oh, and guess what?
And we walk in it, and we don't walk in the ways of the world. We put it on, and we go places, and people stop us, but we live. It's not – The main thing of who we are is just an outfit, but the inner part is so well and protruding outward, and our light is shining.
That's right.
That we are connected with Jesus Christ and proud about it.
Oh, right.
Not getting in atmospheres of boardrooms and different areas and different things like that, and
right,
and high society and being ashamed. But we walk into those places with our shoulders back and our head up and confidence in our God that, hey, I got the biggest connection that ever could be made. And so I have that connection, when I walk into places, the favor that I have and the godly connection that I have will materialize and manifest in the natural.
All right.
And so, therefore, the Jesus girl, she's forever being promoted. She's always on to the next best thing, you know, because she has that download.
Yeah.
She's like Daniel, you know. God shows her the secrets.
All
right.
It
wasn't just a coincidence for Daniel to be promoted and while he was in the king's palace. He was only seeing a natural manifestation of who he already was in the kingdom.
All right. Jesus girls, ladies and gentlemen, again, to keep up with all the great things that are going on, check out MedinaPullings.com to stay up to date on Jesus girl.
The girl is bad. She is a bad somebody.
I love it.
You can find
her
in the Lordfield, the fire department, all aspects of life. You can find her.
I love it. And because so many times people say, well, you're a church girl. You're a church girl. They hear that so much.
No, you can be a church girl and don't know Jesus.
True.
You can be a church girl and don't love
so
him.
True.
You can
so
be a church girl and be fooling around with somebody's husband.
My
but when
Lord.
You are a Jesus girl, you are one that stays at his feet. You are one that is after the heart of God. And the core of who Jesus girl is simple, a lover of Jesus Christ. She is overwhelmed by his love.
All right, I love it. I love it.
You can be a church go in and can put it all together, dissect it, throw the message together, I mean, put the seven steps together, but still not be in awe of him.
Mm.
It could just be strictly business.
Right.
But a Jesus girl, hey, she knows her papa.
All right. I love it. I love it. So, Dr. Medina, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates and influences you these days?
Oh, what motivates me?
Yes.
My love relationship with the Lord that motivates me. The passion that I have for women and for girls. And now I have a baby girl. I'm so excited about that.
Yes.
That motivates me. Seeing change, that motivates me. Knowing that we are, as the people of God, we are walking answers.
Mm.
We are, even as things are going right now, things are looking dim in the world, but we are walking light. That motivates me.
Yeah.
It motivates me that in the midst of all that is going on, I was saying and sharing with some just the other day, we go through some of the same things that everybody else goes through.
Yes.
Save the unsaved. But we have a peace
that
just doesn't even make any sense. Well, other people, they had stories of people in San Francisco that are jumping off of bridges and things like that. But
right.
We could have the same things go on and be jumping and shouting and have a peace that our God's going to work it out. That motivates me.
Yeah.
To say, you know what, somebody doesn't have this peace that I have. Somebody's dealing with some of the same things that I'm dealing with. And I know that if I didn't have Jesus on board, I would have lost my mind. So it motivates me to tell somebody else that's in darkness, to tell somebody else that's dealing with things up the creek, their stuff around their neck, so many things going on, losing their job, all type of issues happening all at one time, not
right.
knowing what the answer is. It motivates me to let them know there is hope.
Absolutely.
It motivates me to let them know you don't have to jump ship. You don't have to jump off the bridge.
Right.
I'm not going to give a Mickey Mouse message and say, oh, everything, as soon as you accept Jesus Christ, everything is just going to change right away. No, some things you're going to have to deal with. But if he doesn't change the condition right away, he will condition you for the condition.
All right.
So you can go through and not have the symptoms.
My
be
God.
Be in prison, but not be locked up. Don't have prison inside of you. And this is, and I'm just so excited, and this motivates me, Chevette, during this time that
yes.
people are walking around without a hope, and we have the answer in our mouth to let people know, hey, you can have circumstance, but circumstance doesn't have to have you.
That's right.
Usually when
you go through a
storm and you go through a hard time, it shuts down your creativity,
right.
It shuts down your thought process, you put your dreams on hold, confusion comes.
Yes,
there's no
you.
Peace of mind. But when Christ comes, you can be in the midst of the storm, conducting yourself as if it was a sunny day.
He
allows you to be like an eagle and just soar above the storm. That motivates me.
Yes. Awesome. So I'm going to wrap up with the last question I have for you, Dr. Medina.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself reaching many more people.
Okay.
I see the Jesus Girl clothing line in secular places, secular readers.
Yeah.
I see it to the TV. You know, whenever you put something out, it's never to the fullest extent of what it shall be.
Right.
It's always greater vision for it. And so I see that line second to none, where our people can wear it, like, to events and people are like, I want that.
Yes.
I want that. You know, and using it as a witness tool. I see the Jesus Girl Bikers Club going to bikers events where the majority of the people there are unsaved, and we're riding up on our bikes, not showing any cleavage anywhere from the top or the bottom, appropriately dressed but trendy and cute, and showing up on our bikes, sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Definitely much more television, because television is a vehicle that you can just really just reach millions in a second.
Yes.
The Princess Club around the world.
Wow.
Absolutely. That will definitely be at that point just all around the world, and not just in different states in the U.S., but around the world.
Yes.
And really just sharing this gospel, and most of all, more in love with Jesus than I was on yesterday and today.
Oh, right.
You know, I have this thing going with the woman, the woman with the alabaster box.
Yeah.
Do you believe that woman has a memorial? Now, you know, I told Jesus, I said, hey, I love you too. I'm serious. That woman laid such worship out on Jesus. That Jesus, it meant so much to him that he said, listen, hey, everybody that preaches about this, that speaks about this, it will be a memorial unto her. And what is that? To keep it alive.
Right.
Her worship is still living today.
And we're still talking about it today.
Yes, I'm aiming for something. I'm telling you,
that sums it up. We certainly appreciate your time, and thank you so much, and count it an honor and a privilege to have you as our guest on the second segment of Influential Women in Ministry.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome, and we certainly give you virtual flowers here from the Charvette from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we'll have to have you back again.
Absolutely.
All
you
right.
Rock for Jesus.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Blessing.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, so excited about all of the great things that are taking place. If you missed any portion of any of the interview, no problem. You can go back into the archives and check out the full interview. And also send a link to a friend. I'm telling you, again, Dr. Medina Pullings, wonderful, wonderful woman of God, our second segment of Influential Women in Ministry. Check her out online. Check her out online at www.medinapullings.com. Also, if you want to stay up to date on the other great shows we have lined up just for you, visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's Mitchell-productions.com, and we will send you an e-blast only once a week. We're not going to blow up your email box. Just once a week, we're going to send you an email blast and let you know of the great shows that are lined up. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, peace and love.
To all my fellow citizens of this great nation, with profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for President of the United States. In this election, we are ready to believe again.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show supports Barack Obama. Listen, we want you to rock the vote. We want you to make your vote count. Remember, you have a choice in the matter. Make sure you use your privilege to vote. And listen, on Election Day, join the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show right here for a live on-air Election Day party where you can call in, give shout-outs, and have all of the great fun we're going to have online celebrating the election. Until we meet again, peace and love.